Track 3. A royal pillar of strength, BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt pays a personal tribute, and I will read her piece, as unfortunately Susie was not able to record it for us this month. My community, like so many across Norfolk, is planning how it's going to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee in early June. For us, it will involve a big event at our village hall. I have happy memories of the Diamond Jubilee when we took our daughter down to London to watch the boat pageant on the Thames. We celebrated the Queen's 90th birthday with a village party, complete with bunting, picnics and games. And I can even remember the Silver Jubilee when, as a 7-year-old, I was extremely proud of my drawing of the Queen's golden coach. These memories, across the decades, sum up for me what is so special about Her Majesty. Whether you are a royalist or not, to most of us, the Queen is a unifier who brings people, communities and countries together. She has been the steadfast presence in our lives through political strife, cultural change and, lately, pandemic. When the drama series The Crown was first televised, I had a conversation with someone with close links to the royal family in Norfolk. She was a bit fed up with some factual inaccuracies, but I said what I took from it was the extraordinary commitment the Queen has had to fulfilling her duty and service to our country. That bit was definitely accurate. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, has spent time with the Queen at Sandringham and can attest to this. He told me that she works on her red boxes of state every day except Christmas Day. But he also pointed out what fun she is. I saw this myself when I was privileged to be the guest speaker for the Sandringham WI back in 2018 at the January meeting attended by the Queen. It was an extraordinary occasion, without light or heating due to power cuts after a major storm. The Queen had insisted it should still go ahead, and when she arrived, I remember her walking into the cold, dark village hall and quipping, "I can't see you, but I know you're all here." Her love of Norfolk is well known. The Duke of Edinburgh made the Sandringham estate his main home during his final years, and the Queen is said to feel she can really relax there. It's where she has the royal stud and her beloved horses, and she knows generations of local families. It was no surprise that she marked the anniversary of her accession with members of the local Sandringham community. In the past year, she has been widowed, suffered family dramas and even had COVID, but she has remained that constant, calm symbol in our troubled world. As we mark her Platinum Jubilee, there is much to be grateful for. The joy of nature. At the start of lockdown, for 1 hour a day, BBC Look East began making films about our beautiful landscape and nature reserves for the end of the programme. It was a way of bringing the outdoors to those who could no longer access it and counteracting any worrying news that came before. In recent months, we've started running a montage of our BBC Weather Watcher pictures at the end of Friday's Look East, and I find it has a similar, calming effect. As spring is here, there's even more reason to get out and enjoy where we live. The world may be unstable and unsettling right now, but when you're walking in the Norfolk countryside, it can feel a whole lot firmer underfoot.